Welcome to Revolution Evolution Solution Podcast. This episode 2, titled State of the World Part 2, also Plans of Action. My guest is Shill Destroyer, that is S-H-I-L-L Destroyer. Please follow him on YouTube. All you have to do is open your YouTube, click on the magnifying glass to search, and put Shill Destroyer. In this episode, we talked about a lot of things, and towards the end, the communication dropped. So, I wanted to state, after you hear all this, he has his opinions, I have mine. Both of our opinions interact, and we are pretty much on the same page, but there's always, you know, tiny little discrepancies. But that's not the point. The point is to communicate with people, share ideas, and work toward the common goal. So as you listen to this podcast, listen to both sides and make up your own opinion. That's what this is about. Critical thinking and freedom of speech. Listen to the show. I hope you enjoy. Once again, this is the second episode with my guest, Shill Destroyer. Thank you.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear me.
Hey, just to explain to you, this doesn't work live. It's going to be a recording.
Oh, cool. Okay, mate.
So basically, we just talk, and as soon as we're done, it only takes about 5 minutes to upload. So.
Yeah, sounds all right, bud. My mic and that's all right, yeah?
I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, cool. I can.
So thank you for being my second guest. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no worries.
So basically, any of my guests, they could talk about whatever they want. I usually have two topics that we could graze over, but the rest of the show is whatever you want to talk about.
Go for it. Okay, what two topics do you graze over?
So, I actually want to graze over a topic that you put on your channel. By the way, everybody, his channel is called Shill Destroyer. Just type that in on YouTube and you'll find it. The last topic you did regarding the shooting that happened here in the United States and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was listening to your video, and yeah, it's not the first time, and it is very suspect that somebody can get shot so many times and you don't see blood splatter everywhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's clear as day. Anything on that mainstream media, you have to, you know, it's a cartoon. It's everything on it is pre-written. You know, they write the stories. You might see articles of things that happen in your own area, in your local paper, but that's about as far as it'll go. Everything on mainstream, you know, they've written them probably years ahead of time. So these are all pre-planned for their agendas, of course. And as we saw with the original one this year that started the Black Lives Matter movement again, George Floyd, you know, if people can't see through that one, then they're not going to see through this latest one. But, you know, just the police on the number plate of the car, they want us to see it. You know, they're showing us.
I didn't notice the number. What was it?
The number plate just said police on the car that, you know, the main car that was in front, the number plate says police on it. And, you know, that's straight away the biggest giveaway there, right? But there was plenty of others in that one, in the George Floyd one. That was in George Floyd, not the latest one. But the latest one, of course, yeah, you can see the people are standing there. It's almost like they're waiting, isn't it? The bystanders way away from where the action's actually going on. And then they come into focus, walking around the car. So it's almost like it's you know, lights, camera, action, right? And then they start there shouting and just they're not moving. They're all just, it's all, you know, it's just weird. You don't, people with that sort of aggression and that sort of passion, they don't stand still. You know, they're not. They'd be up in the police, you know, up in their faces. They wouldn't be standing there just, what, you know, It just, none of it makes sense. Again, when you say, yeah, seven shots, and not no blood splatter, no nothing, no blood on the floor. We, you know, they zoomed in to all the bits and pieces that were apparently dropped on that video, and there's no blood on the floor. You know, that is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. And as we know, and then you look in the car parking lot, and I pointed out on that video that all the cars seem to be all bunched, you know, very weirdly parked, all of them, to be set on fire. All old cars, you know, no sort of brand new Audis or BMWs that we seem to see on a daily basis, probably more common than any other car today, right? But
yeah, I wonder how many people, you know, after they put it on fire, they're like, oh my God, it's my car, it's my car. It's funny, you don't see none of that.
None of that at all. You can just see it's so obvious to see when you know. It's just these people, they still believe that they wouldn't get away with it. That's the biggest thing. They think that these people wouldn't get away with it because they believe that there's a department that would stop them. They do not understand that all departments are controlled by the same oligarchs, including the polytricksters, the you know, the news, your mainstream media controls the polytricksters, not the other way around. They're the ones who are writing the scripts. So when you know, it's very easy, it's much easier to give the polytrickster a script and make it match up with the story you've already produced, right? So you produce a story, then you give the polytrickster the script, and then all the stories fall in line with that script, right?
To me, the most suspect thing is like the missing blood splatter, because I watch a lot of you know, crime shows and stuff like that, and when they go in the crime scene, the first thing they say is like, oh, you can see all these specks of blood and on the wall, on the floor. You know,
yeah, especially that close up. You'd expect a bullet to come out the other side, really, when you're that close. That is like point blank, isn't it? It's right, the gun's pointed right, sort of pretty much touching his back, but but nothing.
That would be another thing. Those bullets, where the bullet holes in the car, you know, we should be able to see that too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, it's ridiculous. And maybe this is the one that people start to go, whoa. And then you look at, again, George Floyd and this one. Now, there's plenty of white blokes killed by police, but suddenly this is about race. Now, where was the racial motive, right? Because we didn't see it with George Floyd. We didn't hear him calling him any names for race, did we? And we haven't seen it in this one. So where's the racial motive? Why is it every time they want to report a black person goes down, it's race? But when a white man goes down, why isn't that race? Why is it?
Let's go. Well, I'll give you the explanation that the mainstream media gives, right? So black people, not only black people, but black people are a minority, right? I think they're about, last time I checked, 12 or 13% of the whole population in the United States, right?
Right.
And the majority are white. So they're pretty much saying, even if more white people are killed by police, which they are, there's statistics of that.
Yeah.
Since the white people are the majority, it's actually less. Like when you have a small group of people and you take a big percentage, it's actually more than a small percentage of a big amount of people. Does that make any sense?
You're saying, if you base it on the percentages, then they kill more black people than white people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's a lot of white people being killed, but it's because it's a way bigger population. But compared, the black people are killed more since they're less. Like, I'm not really good at math, but that's...
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. You're saying there's a higher number based on the percentages. There's a higher number, yeah. So, again, you know, you could put that down to many things, but really and truly, when you come into the real world, and any guy knows out there who's living in America, in the UK, France, Australia, New Zealand, every single guy knows, whether they're black or white, you know, who's been on the streets, let's say, right, who's been about, who hasn't been hiding away, and, you know, they know. The police don't give a fuck what colour you are. We're not stupid. I've been handcuffed in the back of a police car, strangled, thrown over bonnets. Police don't give a shit about color. They hate us all. They're trained just to dislike us. They become totally dehumanized.
But I think the real disparity comes to whether you're rich or not. If you're a poor white man, they don't care about you.
Yeah.
If you're a poor black man, they don't care about you. If you're rich, they'll treat you so nicely and they'll put you in the car.
Yeah.
You know, real slow. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got it. Nail on the head there. Yeah, exactly. So it comes down to how much money you got in your bank account and, you know, whether you've got status. I think it's more status than even rich, because I don't think if you're running your own business and doing things legit, but you're not part of some club. But once you get a bit of status with your money, then certainly, you're treated completely different. And that's a big problem for me. It's law is there for all. I mean, you know, we say the Queen's doesn't have to abide by them. That.
Well, they're probably taught that, because they're probably taught, hey, you know, this person has a lot of money. So if you hurt them, we're not going to tax this guy. So, you know, make sure you treat the rich good so they can pay and just get out and keep contributing to the tax.
And also the rich have got the money, of course, to take them to court. So therefore the corporations, if they make it wrongful to arrest them, that the corporations are going to start having to pay out the back pocket, the police corporation, the court corporation, because they're all corporations with shareholders for profit. So they're just there. That's why, you know, obviously we know how much money they're making, and people never question where does that £60, $100 or whatever fine I've just paid for doing 3 miles an hour too much, where does that money go? And they just assume for some reason that it goes back into society. And it's like, no, it goes to the court business, and then they pay the police. The police are getting, you know, they've got a contract with the police to pay an X amount of, so then the police corporation get their nice little chunk, don't they? It's and then the lawyers, of course, are getting their chunk from us, and we're paying it all, whether we're paying it through the fines, through our own pocket, through the courts, or taxpayers' money. It's always us that are paying them, and we pay them. That's why they're paid so well. It's hush money, fucking hush money.
And another reason, I don't know about it in other places, but here in the United States, it's a really big business, the prison system. They make a lot of money. I think they...
Yeah, another corporation, of course. Yeah, of course. It's great money. Again, everyone's getting a backhander off the prison. So the prison will have you send some us away, we're going to give you a backhander. It's just like trading give us this car to the auction. You own this car. Send it to the auction, let us sell it for you. You're going to get the money, and we'll take a commission. It's exactly the same way. It's corporation. It's how business is done, and this is why you've got, you know, this way. Let's just make as much, bring in legalities. Not only will we control the people, but we'll make a shitload of money from legalities, and we'll call it. We won't call it law. We'll call it legal, but they'll just assume, and based on their assumptions and their silence. We'll now agree that under the colour of law, they're consenting. So it's very important to, it's important for people to start to understand the difference between law versus legal, to start to see the difference between, I don't know what it's called over there. I think there's, you know, over here, we've got two different types of court, magistrates and a crown court, right? But both, you know, working, but obviously one's for law and one's for legal. And the magistrates, you know, that's where you, and all you've got is a banker. They're all bankers. All judges are bankers. You've got the magistrates, the judges are merely administrators. They've got no jurisdiction over you whatsoever, but you've got to understand how to ensure that you don't give them jurisdiction. But when people see the absolute fraud of the unjust system, and then you add that together with the fraud of the policing system, you know, and then you add that together with the fraud of the monetary system, and then you add that together with the fraud of the politics system, you know, it doesn't take much to add up that we're being, you know, all these countries are being controlled by absolute disgusting vermin.
I guess it depends on the prison also. It's like hospitals, you know, everybody has a different price. But the average goes in between $20,000 to $80,000 of taxpayer money per year per person.
It's massive, you know. It's just massive money. And we're literally having our pockets emptied on a daily basis, which for nothing, for doing nothing wrong.
And then also when you serve your time, right? Instead of actually helping you, because that's what prison's supposed to be, is to protect the people from you, but also to supposedly rehabilitate you, right? So you could go back into society. But what they do, they keep you with all that on your record. So you come out of prison and you can't find a job, you can't find a place to rent, you can't find nothing. So you're bound to go back into doing crimes in order to survive. Instead of at least expunging that for you, you still have to pay for your lawyer to expunge all that from your record. How are you going to do it? You've been in prison or in jail for so many years. How are you going to pay for that? So they leave you, they bring you out and they leave you stuck so you could continue that cycle.
Yeah. So basically what it is, you know, of all these legalities, they're the biggest drug dealers in the world are the government, right? So they're putting all the drugs on the fucking streets. Yeah. I have no doubt about that. So by making sure if they can have enough people that they can't get good enough jobs for to have a good living standard, so therefore they're pushing them all. They know, look, if we're not going to do that, they're going to turn to crime. But it doesn't matter, because not only are we going to get them to deal our drugs for us, make us loads of money, but at the same time we can then pick and choose when we want to grab a load, and we can then take from the taxpayer. And they can fund us some more for putting them in our jails.
Let's say the person, I'm speaking, you know, from here. I don't know how it works over there. But let's say the person comes out of jail, they can't find a job. All they have to do is contact the government, tell them that they can't make a living, and they'll give them welfare and put them in a Section 8 apartment building where they barely have to pay anything. And that only leads to more crime. They act like they're being good. Oh, we'll pay for your housing. We'll give you some money for food. But that's only making it worse, because they can't get a job. And then they tell people, oh, it's because they don't want to get a job. No, it's that they can't find a job because of their past record. And then the government is basically sustaining them. And they're still going to do crimes because they only give you enough to have a roof over your head and some money. So they're still going to want a nice car. They're still going to want a nice TV and all that. And they're just going to go back to the crime.
Yeah. And there's no rehabilitation. You know, in these prisons, that costs money, right? I've been inside twice for just minor motoring offence, legal fucking things. Twice it's cost me, yeah. And I've seen, you know, it's bad enough. You have to wait months if you want to be a cook. You know what I mean? Just to cook the meals. Just to get a job like that in prison, let alone any actual rehabilitation, you know? Because, of course,
that's in prison. And not only that, they also use prisoners as slave labor to work.
Yeah, of course. They're making stuff. They're churning it out. It's corporation. They're using every direction to make more money. And it goes completely against the principle of what law should really be all about. But that's why we got legalese, to make sure that all of a sudden we can go to prison with no victims. And law's all about having a victim, whether you're stealing from someone, you're hurting somebody, you're damaging someone's property. You know, that's pretty much it for law. You've got to have a victim, though. And legalese, of course, is all about victimless crime. It's all about commercial policies. It's all about consenting to contracts, and it's written in forked tongue language, which is English and American sign, to ensure people don't understand what they're saying. For example, the word understand, you know, when they say to you, do you understand, they're not saying do you get what I'm saying, they're saying do you stand under my authority. The reason they ask your name and your date of birth, is because that way then you're consenting to be in the birth certificate, which is another corporation trading on the stock market for billions of pounds. They're making money off your birth certificate, because you're stock of a corporation.
Yeah, we are just property to them.
Yeah, we are property. Exactly.
Some property gets taken care of more than others, because you still want to take care of your property, right? You don't want your product to be damaged, not completely.
Well, yeah, that's it. It's good. It's good for them to, you know, to keep us paying them one way or the other, whether it's going to jail, whether it's working, whether it's paying fines. You know, we're just constantly, it's a cash cow. We're a cash cow, aren't we? We're a massive cash cow. And that's exactly what we are. And if people don't believe that, it's in plain sight. You know, go and read for the UK 1666 Sestui Cavie Act. If you're in the USA, go and read the 1871 Act. And that's exactly what they've done. They turned your country into a corporation, and they turned you into persons. And a person is a legal term, meaning basically it's like another animal. It's a dead fiction, actually. But, you know, a person would be, you know, I'm a man. You know, I'm not a person. Never be a person. But yeah, and they just basically use that legalese to rewrite law whenever they want, as we see with CV today. Exactly. It's going down. Of course, it's legalese. They can't tell you you've got to stay home. You've got to stay 6 foot apart. They can't tell you you've got to wear a mask. That goes against everything that would be natural from God's law, whatever, creator's law, whatever you want to call them, right? And if you don't even believe, you don't have to believe in God, natural law. Same thing. It means you've got the right to go about your business in the pursuit of happiness. As long as you're not hurting anyone, stealing, breaking property of other people's, hey, who am I to say stop doing that if you're not doing any of those things, right? And that's the point. It shows, because everybody's a different type of person, right? Or sorry. There you go. So it's so hard not to say, right? Because we've just had it indoctrinated into us. We believe we use person more than we ever use man or even human. And I don't even think human's good, but man, you know, but we never use man. We never say man. We've been indoctrinated to say person. But yeah, we're so far off of nature now, you know, because of exactly this system, every part of it, but obviously, everything comes from law. Everything comes from law. Law really is the highest jurisdiction in the land, below man. And of course, man should only fall into the jurisdiction of law when he's done a crime, or he's, you know, there's evidence. There's enough evidence to assume, you know, to look further and arrest for a crime with a victim. And that's it. Otherwise, no. We hold the jurisdiction of the land, and that's when law comes in. And they hold jurisdiction over everything else. They're supposed to make sure your police are doing their jobs properly. They're supposed to make sure your courts are doing their job properly. They're supposed to make sure every single department and you are not breaking the law. And it seems they're all of those departments, all of the, you know, the heads of those departments are all what they always try to call us, sovereign citizens. They're the sovereign citizens, your judges, your politicians, your police chiefs. They are, well, you know, these are your sovereign citizens.
I want to mention something, you know, so we could kind of wrap this up on this topic and go to the other one.
Yeah, go on.
So I was watching your video, like I said, and you pointed out the age, and you were adding up, you know, 9 plus 2, 11. So I want to go into a possible, you know, it's just possible numerology, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at his age and I looked at his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Google and I put, obviously Jacob is a famous name in the Bible.
I knew that. I can remember what, but I was just watching it. It's pretty much, I think, the first time I really watched it while I was playing it. So that's why I tend to do it. Once I get a little, watch like half a minute, and then I go, okay, this is something I'm going to watch with them rather than have to watch it twice. You know what I mean?
So Jacob is mentioned in the book of Genesis. That's where he's primarily talked about. So I just put Genesis, and then I put 29 for his age. And sure enough, you know, chapter 29 is about Jacob.
Yeah, there you go. Look, amazing, eh?
And it's not, you can't say, oh, it's that, because Genesis talks about a lot of things. You know, Genesis comes from Adam and Eve all the way to Abraham and all his story. And then, so it's just a funny coincidence that chapter 29 includes Jacob.
Yeah, there'll be so much in there, mate. There'll be so much. What was his surname? What was his surname?
Blake.
Blake, that was it. Yeah, there'll be something to do with the Blake. Other people will probably see through that. It's worth checking my comments on that one later. As the days go by, I'm sure people will be all over that, telling us different things that they spot. But
I looked up Blake also, and Blake is actually a funny word, because it's supposed to mean pale, shining, bright, right? But then it also means black. So it goes to both extremes.
Yeah.
So either pale or black. So there you go, the skin color thing with the name.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, you know, so it'll all be there. You know, I don't need to tell you. It's all in the numerology, the names. There's going to be so much in there that, you know.
Now the question is, you know, we know they stage stuff, right? So, but some people will get this information and they'll be like, oh, it's prophecy. But this is the thing. It could be, right? But at the same time, this is written a long time ago. It's also equally as possible for them just to use these stories to then play out random things and in real life.
Yeah, they wrote the book. You know, they wrote the Bible. The Bible, again, if you look at the construction of the Bible compared to legalese, you start to see some big similarities. Yeah, for a start, you need somebody to translate it, even though it's supposedly written in the language that you speak, right? But yeah, I mean, the Bible's a 400-year instruction manual, and we're at the end of that 400 years. And Trump's playing King Cyrus, the role of King Cyrus in the Bible. There's a number of people, you know, that if I was a bigger Bible reader, I'd probably be able to point out who's playing who, right? And when you look at script, it's script, scripture, script.
Yeah, what, it's all in the Word. They're telling what you.
Yeah, what do you need for script? You need actors. And that's all Polytrix is. You know, they're all actors. It's an acting academy. The biggest thing the Vatican City's got to rule the world is an acting academy. And they bought all the power. They bought it all. You know, they've run their banksters with their fiat currency, which is a massive fraud on mankind. And they've managed to pile up all the gold whilst doing it, of course, because now all that gold's sitting there, and they're just giving people a little piece of paper to say they've got it. And then over time, of course, they've never handed that gold back. No one comes to collect their gold, do they? They collect the piece of paper. So over time, they've collected all the gold. They've started wars and funded, you know, convinced leaders of countries for monetary gratitudes, of course, big bonuses, big nice chunks for them to get into debt to allow them to put them to war. And war's big business for these people. That's they bought all the. And even on your mortgage, which, you know, again, is morgue, you know, people should see it's a death thing. You know, it's not a good thing, a mortgage. But again, it's another con you're paying twice, because they've taken it out of your trust, and then they're charging you again. So, and then, of course, mostly on the mortgages, if you go and read the bonds, you're leasing the land. So you're buying the property, but you're leasing the land. And that's where I think all cash, so poll tax, whatever you call it over there, taxed on your houses yet, but certainly we have been for some years where we've just got to pay.
Yeah, every year you have to pay property tax.
Yeah, but that'll be probably again because, you know, people don't realize they don't own land. It's leased.
That's a problem I have with, you know, I think we have to build communities, right? But let's say we build communities so we don't have to, you know, take the chip or whatever device they're going to make to make everything digital, right? Let's say we just want to live off the land. Well, technically you can't because you have to pay property tax. And how are you going to pay for that if they're not letting you buy or sell anything without it?
Yeah. I mean,
so they could just basically say, well, you can't be on this land if you're not paying the taxes. And if you don't have that little device that they want to make, you're not going to be able to sell anything that you grow on your land.
Yeah. Freedom really has always been an illusion, right? It's just got, they've just tightened the rein. They're putting in the rein more and more. And obviously today we can see we're at the point where we're nearly choking. So, you know, though you might go back to your grandparents and think they were free, they might have felt freer, right? But they were never free. Trust me. It's all a big
No, you've never been free at all. But there was more freedom before. I'm sure property tax isn't that old of a thing.
Yeah. Property tax and all of that, you know, that's just as they've been buying up all the lands and then reselling it and repackaging it and then selling it back to us. Of course, this is to get so much land all over the world, that's going to take, you know, a plan of some years, right? And as we've seen, we know, you know, people can argue how long the actual plan is. They could say it's 2,500 years. They might say it's the 400-year Bible plan. But I think it's certainly, you know, you're going back. I think everyone agrees we go back through to the Roman times, through to Babylon, the Egyptians. These are all the same controllers with different names, right? They've just, it's only the age that's clarified them really more than anything. Can they use the Egyptians, you know, go for the Egyptians to tell us about an age, the Babylonian and the Egyptian times, and
their biggest two weapons that they've used throughout time is fear and division. That's it. That's how they've gotten so far. Fear and division. Fear. You need us. We're going to protect you. And then at the same time, start creating division amongst the people.
Yeah. And when you got like the six, I think it's the six now, down to six richest families in the world own 96% of the media. Of course, they can write the stories to put that fear into you. And all they need is, of course, a big acting cast, which is exactly what they've got, as we see with stories like we've seen today. But you go back years and years and years, you know, you'll see that they've all these mainstream media, they've all been, you know, back to the IRA, bullshit, lies, to again, take control of lands, put new laws in, control us, all about controlling us, right, and stealing from us.
If we're going to make communities, not only do we need to barter and trade with each other, but we actually need to make, and that's the most trickiest part, we need to make a defense force. So when they come and say, hey, you're going to get kicked out because you haven't paid your taxes, you'll be like, well, you're going to have to kill us first. And you might say, oh, they might do it, but they shouldn't, because if they actually come and kill a bunch of people, regardless of it's because we're paying taxes or not, that's going to spread around the world and it's going to cause mayhem. Because that's the thing. The only way everybody's going to unite is if people see a big massacre. You know what I'm saying? Something like a big, big sign of tyranny. But until they don't see that, until they could kind of lie to people and make them think, oh, you know, it was justified, then people just stay quiet and go about their day. But you have to force their hand. You have to force them to show their true colors. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think what they're doing now is if you think back to the 60s, for example, and a lot of people, there were, you know, I think there were a lot more people than, say, in the 70s, 80s and 90s that knew, that figured that something wasn't right in the world, right? And they were saying about peace. there was something going on. I think there was a lot, you know, there were quite a few people who would get, who were doing the book reading and working out what was really going on in the world to some extent. But when you bring it to today and you can see how we've emerged from back then to now, and you can see the, you know, the massive decline in our lifestyles. And at the same time, everything's being revealed, like how the whole system is operating is being revealed. Like you can literally just wake up and within an hour, you can find out how fiat currency works and what a massive fraud on mankind it is, right? And they've given us all this information, right? Slowly, slowly, you know, over a course of time. And they've decided when, you know, and how many are going to wake up at what time to the reality of the world. So I think when we talk about building communities, I think that's kind of a pipe dream for me. It's something that you wouldn't ever get away with anyway. If they are really going ahead with some plan, then sure shit, they're not just going to let you just go. All right, leave them.
Yeah, but there, it's not, the whole world is not going to go into lockdown at the same time. The whole world is not going to have the military abusing them at the same time. They always do it little by little, as to not, you know, not to traumatize people right away, right?
So, well, I don't know. I think with this, you know, it depends what you really think the agenda is going to be at the end of it, doesn't it? You know, what's the ultimate agenda? World control, I guess. But you know, I think a lot of people figure it's right now on this story in particular, it's the vaccines, right? That seems to be the one side of the coin, shall we say, on how most people are viewing this. They want to give you the vaccine. Would you agree? Is that what you're thinking? Or do you think it's all about getting the vaccine?
No, I think it's way more than that. Like, it's going to be a snowball effect after the vax.
Yeah, okay. But I think if they wanted to get the vaccine, share, I think I said it last night, you wouldn't need this story. You certainly wouldn't need to run it across the world, yeah. You'd just implement each country through the winter, or just probably just before the winter.
They're doing the mandatory mandates little by little. Notice the whole world didn't say, hey, all the leaders agree it's going to be mandatory. They didn't do that. They're doing it little by little because that's how they data mine, right? They say in some places it's going to be mandatory, and then they see what people are talking about, if they're okay with it, if they're not. And then that's how they formulate the next step.
I think the biggest thing people should worry about is the test. You know, but if you're not doing the test, then you're not going to.
It doesn't matter. The test doesn't matter. They're going to do the vax whether you get tested or not. Because this is the thing, right? That's what the lockdown was all about. What do people care about the most in this world?
Their children, I'd hope.
No. I wish. If it was right. Like that, we wouldn't be in this problem.
Probably, yeah,
people
money.
Care about money. Okay, that's what they care about, money and having money to buy things and to eat and all that. So what do? They hit us where it hurt the most by knocking down businesses. And next they're going to roll out the food shortages. They're going to make everything really bad in your daily life. So when they give you the solution, hey, if you take the vax, everything can go back to, you know, normal or go back to work or whatever, right? If you do that, everything will go back. So that's why they hit us there, because they want us to be like, all right, just give me the damn vaccine so I could damn go back to the movie theaters, so I could go back on a cruise ship, so I could go back here, so I could, right? But they're not going to. After you take the vax, they're probably going to be like, you're suckers. Either way, you have to take the vax 3-4 times a year. We're going to have cameras detecting your temperature just in case, because we don't want it to go back. We don't want the economy to hurt again. So that's why they did it. They're not going to make this whole world lockdown and this whole economic crash just to tell you, you could take it if you want.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, as part of the two sides of the coin. You're forgetting that if you agree that they're following a biblical path here, then you've got to assume they're going to follow the biblical story to the end. And, you know, do we ever hear about the end, right?
But there's the thing. I feel like it'll be mandatory, right? And the first thing they're going to do is fines. They're going to say, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to get fined. Poor people are not going to be able to pay the fine because they're going to make it a big fine, right? The Bible tells you, you will not be able to buy or sell without this. So they're going to tell you, you can't go to work. And they're not going to say it. Like most people, okay, the normal working class, they work for a company. They don't have their own company. So if their company decides you can only work here if you get vaccinated, then they're closing your avenue through there. So even though, you know, people say, oh, no, they can't be mandatory. You have to choose. Well, it's both equally true. You're going to have to choose. But if you choose not to, then you cannot buy or sell anything. So they're forcing you to do it, but you still technically have a choice.
Yeah, or you could get on the side of the coin. See, as a third side, isn't it? That's why I always go on about. If you've ever, I don't know, some of me, I talk about a third side of a coin, right? Because everyone says there's two sides of a coin, but there's an edge, and you got to get, you know. So you're away from that TV of we're doing TV and they love us. You're away from the internet where they're giving us all this information. You're finding it. But no, they're giving it to us. You know, they gave us the internet. They wanted us to find this information, right?
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate here. So you turn away your TV, you turn everything off, right? You ignore it, right? And that goes into, and people always say one answer, but I say they're wrong with this. You ever heard that phrase? If a tree falls in the forest, will it make a sound?
Yeah.
Well, duh, it makes a sound. Just because you can't hear it, because you're not close enough to hear it, doesn't mean the world goes silent just because you didn't hear it. I'm sure the birds that were around the tree heard it.
Yeah.
So just because you ignore something doesn't mean it's going to stop happening around you.
Yeah. But it's not about ignoring it. It's about you've got, when you get on the edge, you're looking, it's about taking a different viewpoint. You're not looking at it from, you've decided, wait a minute, they're giving us all this information. Why? Okay, they're telling that lot, the TV watchers, they're telling them this is what's happening. The people who are questioning that, they're going, okay, this is what's happening. But there's a third side to the coin. There's the edge, right? Where you go, okay, why have they given me both these two sides of the story? And obviously, and they've sucked me in on the second one. I believe all that because I know it's true. You know, I can see the people. I can follow the bloodlines. But everything's so obvious, even on the TV news now. It's like so clear as day. You know, they like police on the number plate is a massive one. They put that on the mainstream media. So why are they showing? Why do they want us? Because, it, you know, a mastermind of a plan with evil intentions just wouldn't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, right? I believe it's all about testing. That's what they're doing, right? Look, they're really scared, right? That's why, like I said, they're doing things slowly. So they put all these psyops to see if you could see that it's a psyop. That's what they do. They don't push to a higher level until they could get all the data and be like, all right, people are not noticing shit. It's good to go. Bring on the next thing. You know what I mean? If people start noticing, they'll kind of stop playing it for a little while and give us a little break until they can make up the next crisis. But if they're doing PSYOP after PSYOP and they're noticing by people's comments online, by, you know, who's watching what news and whatever and all these things, then they determine if it's safe to keep going and keep putting the pressure. So that's why I think they put it in your face. They're trying to see who's awake and who's not.
I think people who think they're scared are wrong. Yeah, I think they're far from scared. I think their plan's going perfectly. I just don't think it's the plan everybody thinks. I talk about the magician. We know it's all magic. They love their magic. It's all part of the Freemasonic lodges. And the magician will never, ever show you his greatest trick, and he'll always leave it till last. Nobody will know the magician's final trick, right? They're exposing every department in this CV, like completely exposing every department. All the people we thought.
Yeah, but I've got to disagree with you. They're exposing everything, but only a few people are seeing it. The majority of people are not seeing it. The majority of people are watching the latest music video, the latest series that's going to come out on Netflix, all these things.
If you think that, right, and you think about, you know, if whether you're saying this, how long do you think this plan's been going on for?
I say thousands of years.
Thousands of years. So we get right to this point after thousands of years of a plan going to plan. And right at this point, there's now more people waking up than ever. Right? Why is that? Is that, do you think that's a mistake? Or after thousands of years of doing this, right at the end, more people are now waking up than ever? Explain that.
This is the thing to me, you know, it depends how you want to look at it. You could look at it as, I think where you're aiming at is they planned it for us to be awake at this time. Or you could go to the spiritual level, which says that as the ages pass, people become more spiritually in tune and they're more aware. So you could either say it's beyond their control what's happening, or you could say that they've always been exposing it and they want you to be aware when they do it. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. So you're not, so you're thinking, if you're on the side that they want to control and hold the world and we're all going to be slaves in the world, then you're on the, you're basically saying they're really evil fuckers and they're a nasty, a nasty gang of psychopaths, right? They're not going to tell you, especially not after 2,000 years. That's going to be the worst. And at the same time, if they're scared.
Well, let me tell you this though. What's the difference between back in the day and now?
Well, the technology, they've got technology, right?
Exactly. They have every power in the world to do whatever they want.
Right. So do you think the technology would work for them or against them?
No, it's worked for them.
Right. So why are they pointing out to us? Why are they putting men dressed as women on the telly right in front of us, right? Why are they...
All those things have way different... multiple goals. They never do one thing with one goal. Everything's multifaceted. You got to recognize that. But yeah. My point is, since they have all that power right now, they don't care if you're awake enough to see it. They don't care, and they know the rest are pretty much asleep. And why don't they care? If they're a mastermind, what's one of the traits of a master evil genius? Right. What is it? Narcissism. What do serial killers do? They leave you hints and shit. Because they like that. They want the attention. So it's not for you to notice. It's just because they love it. They want to put it in your face. That's what an evil genius likes to do.
Yeah, but how can you say they're scared then?
Well, I say they're scared in the sense that if everybody were to wake up, they're stuck.
Yeah. And I don't
think they could only win on deception. That's the only way. And everybody's awake, they can't. So they want to achieve this, but they have to do it little by little. And every time they do something, they go back into their master freaking AI computer and go like, okay, let's see how people are reacting. And if they see there's not enough resistance, then they keep going.
Yeah, narcissists do everything. You know, they don't. They're not. I don't think narcissists are there to reveal things to you. They're very cunning.
Yeah, well, what do you think a serial killer is? A serial killer is a narcissist. He believes that he is better than the person he's killing.
But they don't put clues out there, do they?
Yeah, they do. Have you seen all the killers? They always do it. They call the police. They're like, hey, the body's over here. I left a note over there.
I don't think they do. I think that's in movies and fucking TV news. And TV
shows. I do believe they do it. I don't believe everything is fake. Everything is based on some level of truth.
No. I think everything they're doing, everything on those TVs it's part of a script. It's preempted, and it's everything about making us believe this is what's going on in the world.
I don't know, brother. I come to the thing that there's only truth and lies. Lies don't exist. But lies are always based on a truth. You cannot make a lie out of thin air. You got to have something that's true and twisted. That's how you make a lie. So there has to be people that are killers and stuff like that, that they want to give hints, they want to play along with you, they want to string you on, and then maybe they'll make those serial killers and they'll make a show out of it, and it's all a lie and a script or whatever, but they're still basing it on a principle.
Yeah, I think you know, people aren't, you know, some people aren't going to see it, but definitely I'm 100% convinced that the person who's running this show is exposing all the evil. We will remove the evil. Eventually, you know, it might take to where their fucking children get taken yet before they actually decide to go, fuck. but they're putting them right out there, every single one of them, from doctors, fucking children's, fucking the children's care, the elderly homes, the every single department, right, is wrapped up in this CB, and fucking everybody's seeing how disgusting every part of this department is.
But look at it, you can't say everybody, because if we're gonna believe numbers, right? Because they could.
Everybody can see. They're just refusing to look right now, but they can see. Don't be daft. They know. They're not. Then people are going to wake, mate. Don't worry about that. You can't. You know, there's only a certain.
No, I believe people will wake. Don't get me wrong. I believe people will wake, but I don't believe people are going to wake before they cause mayhem. They will cause mayhem, whether we want to believe it or not.
Yeah, there might be some mayhem. There might be a bit of mayhem.
I really don't believe it's going to be that easy. They haven't gotten all this power and technology just to, when people say, hey, we can see you, they're just going to come out, you know, put their hands so you can handcuff them. They're not going to do that.
It's the end of a story, mate. You know, it's the end of an age. And if you're going down the spiritual side, you've got to see that.
But there's always destruction when an age comes to an end.
Yeah, yeah. It's the chaos scene. You know, you've got to have you know, if you look at the world as a stage, which it definitely is as far as I'm concerned, right? You've got the story to a great, especially, you know, like a 2,000-year story, right? It's got to come to an end with a massive, like, you know, the audience are on the edge of their seat. They're gasping. They're, oh, my God.
They've but got you don't think people will die? You don't think world people will die in this stage?
Yeah. Of course, people are seeing people die right now. You know, people aren't getting treatment they need. They're being put on respirators, apparently, in hospitals when they don't.
You don't believe in the Middle East, real children get shot and stuff like that?
Well, I don't believe anything that I haven't seen, to be fair. Because
I've known people.
Well, have you? Yes.
I haven't known people personally, but they've told me, yeah, I killed a kid. You know, right. I'm traumatized by it. So
yeah. You know. If you know somebody that you can trust and they tell you, then you've got a good thing. But of course, that this, you know, to what extent and what they tell us are two different things. There's some definitely fucking, there's a lot of evil shit that goes on. But again, you know, in order to expose evil, they've got to do evil. In order to expose them to the world, you've got to show them doing evil. Otherwise, the world's never going to see. You know, how are we ever going to expose all these people ourselves? Because fucking, but now they, you know, this story wraps them up hard, doesn't it? I mean, and it, when you talk about vaccines, you know, certainly in the UK and America, I'm pretty sure all they would have had to say was, oh, we've got a really, there's a really bad flu going around right now in the world, and we've got a really cold winter coming. So we really suggest everyone get this flu vaccine. And everyone would have fucking, most of them fucking people would have lined up for it anyway. So to go for all this just to get a vaccine into somebody and expose vaccines massively whilst doing it makes no sense at all to anyone.
But that's the thing. Like, we don't really know the reality. We can only know around our circle. If you go online, right, you're going to see that most people are okay with the vaccine. Most people are begging for it. I know people that work with my parents, and they're like, I can't wait for the vaccine to get here, right?
Yeah.
So if they are exposing themselves, they're not doing a good job, because these people have no idea what's in a vaccine.
Come on. You've got to go the other end of the spectrum. Yeah, we know there's still a fucking lot of idiots out there. You've only got to go and look at the masks, right? But the fact is, we also know our number who are against the vaccines is growing massively. So if they wanted to grab more, there's a lot less people now who would happily take the vaccine. And I think on the last count it was 75%, and I think that was a newspaper reporting it, a mainstream media.
But that was in your area.
I forget, mate. I think the numbers were certainly extreme compared to what they were, say, a year ago. So you can see. So if they really wanted people to get his vaccine, why are they purposely putting them off? Because more people are getting to hear about the vaccine and how dangerous, and you know, Bill Gates and these vaccines in fucking this country in South Africa, how many they've killed. The 1980s. Yeah,
they're not putting that in the mainstream. Remember, people only turn on their freaking TV. Very few people actually do any research because they don't feel like they have the time for it.
Okay, so how would you say more people last year would have taken the vaccine to this year based on the CV? Or would you say it's the other way around? More people would take the vaccine from
last year? Well, I would say this. I would say more people don't want to take the vaccine, but I don't think it's because they know about Bill Gates and who he's connected to and whatever. I feel like more people are cautious because it's being done in such a short time. That's what I hear from people, from regular people that I know are not theorists or people who are checking, you know, to see what the government's doing. They just say, well, yeah, I'll wait a little bit because it's brand new. I don't want to be the first. But okay, they're not saying they're not going to take it. They're just saying they don't want to be the first.
So based on that, it would have been a shitload easier just to say, look, we're giving you the flu jab, and the same, a much more amount of people wouldn't have resisted, right?
I agree, but there's the thing. What about the second wave?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm saying why do we need fucking this thing to get a vaccine into them, when to get it into them, the majority, you would have just simply had to say, come and get your flu vaccine. Right now we're putting a load of people off. Now we're making them fucking question, right? Why would we go through all of this in order to get a vaccine?
I think the way of making it scarier is by saying it's a new virus. We never made a vaccine for this virus. So if you just tell them the flu vaccine is gonna help you, and people have taken. If people have taken the flu vaccine before, let me finish up real quick. If people have taken the flu vaccine before and they're going to tell you, hey, if you just take the flu vaccine, you'll be fine, then people are going to equate this virus into just the regular flu. Because they're saying, if the regular flu vaccine is going to protect me, then this virus isn't so deadly. So the way they make it deadly is by saying it's brand new, we don't know how to fix it.
Mate, it's no point carrying on with that one because it's not what I asked. We're not talking about this virus being in. Why bring this virus in to get people to take vaccines when they could have not brought this virus in, just said, come and get your flu vaccine?
Because most people weren't taking the flu vaccine to begin with.
You just said that more people now are questioning it based on it being done.
No. Look, more people are questioning it now than before. But still before, it was not a big amount of people. Vaccines.
So more people would have definitely have taken, and probably a majority would have taken this vaccine if they were simply told there's going to be a really bad flu season coming up. That's all they'd have had to say, right? It's going to be a really.
I don't know, man. I think saying that it's new and we don't know where it came from would be much scarier than saying this one's going to be really bad.
Yeah, but scary is putting them off. You've already said that. More people now are fucking against vaccines because of it's being made quick or whatever reason, right?
But remember, everything is done step by step. If it was let's say this, right? If the virus would have started out fucking with a 30%, 50% mortality rate and people are dying on the floor, everybody's going to take it right away, right? But then what would that do? That would also say, well, government, you're supposed to here to protect us, and look what happened. You weren't ready. So that would turn people against the government. So they release a virus that's deadly, but not something catastrophic that it doesn't make them look like complete useless fools, right? And they do it slowly, and then out of nowhere, they come with the stupid second wave, which I think will say it mutated. I'm just waiting for that. Because when people start, people are going to be falling on the floor, brother. I really believe people will fall on the floor. How they're going to do it? Is it radiation? Is it poisoning in the skies? I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to push it till you're freaking shitting in your pants.
I think you're on one side of a coin, and it's very hard for you to get off there. But, you know, if you agree that people were more likely to take the vaccine in 2019 than they are this year, which is definitely a fact, then you consider, well, if it's all about getting a vaccine into them, surely it would have been better just to get the fucking majority whilst they could have gotten with just even the yearly flu.
It's not just about getting a vaccine in people. It's about bringing back, how do I say this to you? It's about bringing back the need for government. You know what's really happening? Even though they won't talk about it that much, all around the world, people were getting fed up with governments before these last 4 years. Like, we would always been getting fed up, but we were really fed up. So what are they doing? They bring this scare, right? And they're going to make it really scary, and then government's going to save the day. Like that, you go back into your training that you need government to protect you.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
That's the real big thing. I feel like they're just trying to gain back their favor.
That's believing that they didn't have control of us before we started to go off government. They wanted us to go off government. They made their police forces fucking disgusting on purpose. They're purposely recruiting the lowest IQ sort of, you know, can't get a job, but fortunately haven't been nicked for nothing yet. Dorman type. Yeah, that's why you've got...
There is going to be a change, but it's still going to be a change to a different government. It isn't going to be a change to no government. It's going to be a change to a supposedly better government. That's why they're doing all of this. So you call for a new order, a change.
The best way to convince people of change is to convince them that they decided it. They brought it about. And that's what you're going to see, right? We've got to bring about the change.
What I'm saying. That's why they're doing this.
Hmm. Yeah, we're going to kick the government.
That's why they're exposing the brutality and all this kind of stuff. So you're going to bring out the change. And then when you bring it on, there's going to be a moment of peace. But then that change that you bring on, it's going to really be too late for you.
I think then you're going into a new age, a new story. See, it's where the new story begins. And maybe this story began exactly the same way, right? Maybe we're just repeating the same story. Who knows? But with different actors. Maybe we're the same actors. Who knows, right? But we're just playing in different sets. But yeah, we're going to start again. It's a reset. You know, everybody knows that, right? They call it a reset.
To me, it's a fake reset. And to me, they're going to, once they do the reset, it's not going to be long before they show you that they have total control. Because what's the point of making a one world government? Right now, the difference is that countries fight each other. And some countries believe this, some countries believe that.
No, but think about it. The first thing people are going to do, is set some law. Law the land into stone, right? And everybody's going to know it. So you're never going to turn people and suddenly fucking after that happens. That's the first thing that's going to be, you know, set in, right? This is what the law is. Nobody can fucking touch it, right? So we all know it's simple. It's basic, right? Don't hurt anybody. Don't do this. This is how much land, this is how we're going to, you know, divide the lands. And if we can all agree that we're happy with that, yeah? And then we'll start to look after our care for our own lands. We'll give a shit about our community, and we will become communities, of course, because we'll rely on each other. But it's not something that people will then, you know, it's 2,000 years, isn't it? Over 2,000 years, people will start to get fucking greedy again. They'll start to want more. They won't be, you know, what's it called? And then we'll start to see the same story banging in again, I guess. And I guess maybe that's just the way the world is. But it's unfortunate. But right now we're at the end, you know, we're at the end of that age.
The reason why I believe what I believe is because I do believe in the repeating. But I think the repeating, the real reset, doesn't happen until the old system is completely exposed. So I don't believe we're going to go from people know government's corrupt, but they're still kind of good, into a way like paradise, new system, everything's good. I think it's got to go all the way down.
Yeah, I think the whole system, but you've only got to take one part out of the bottom. It's like thingy, isn't it? It's like that game where you pull bits out. You start pulling little bits of blocks out and now we've got all the blocks basically being pulled out at once, right? So the whole system's about to crumble. We know the monetary system's going down and that's fucking gone anyway. That's been exposed for years. The law, the justice system, the scales, you know, the scales is just telling you, isn't they? They're going, look at the scales, yeah? What Which one do you think you're on? Like, we're fucking, you know, so you got to balance those scales, right? But it's all just a big theatre act. It's the, you know, the worst thing people can do is get on that second side of the coin and believe they're going to be fucking this, that, and the other. And some of it might be true to a point. Those who consent, those who don't.
Let me ask you this, though. If you believe it repeats, according to history, all these civilizations that disappeared, something happened. Something terrible had to happen.
Yeah, we do it, don't we? We're going to crush the system. We're going to, you know, and there's going to be, you can see in China at the moment, I think there's a lot of, you know, earthquakes and shit like that. There's volcanoes going to go off. There's going to be an adjustment to the world, as always, right? There's going to be a lot of, and whether that's, you know, being man-made or from the heavens, it makes no difference. Probably, it's, if you look at it at a stage, it's resetting the stage, isn't it? However it's being done. So you're gonna, yeah, you get how the world is what's the word, decimated, and then we rebuild again.
But that's what I'm trying to say, whether it's man-made or natural disasters or what, there is always a decrease in population when there's a new beginning. You don't start a new beginning with the same amount of people.
No, there's always a decrease in population. Of course there is. Yeah, because and that's what it is. So many people are going to consent to shit that they thought what they had to do but didn't realise they didn't. We're already losing people. You know, this is all part of it.
The reason why I'm hammering this in is because I see two type of people in our circle. Type of people that believe we will win and everything's going to be good, but they're jumping over all the bad things that's going to happen in between winning and the new change. And then there's those that see the massive destruction and know many people will die. So this is what I'm saying, because I have a problem with the people that believe that we're going to win and it's going to be pretty easy. There's not going to be a lot of people dying. You know why I have a problem with that? People think I want death. I don't want death, but I don't want deception. Because if people believe that it's going to be a smooth transition, that there isn't going to be a lot of killing and a lot of violence, if people believe that, if there is a lot of killing and a lot of violence, they will lose their faith because they will be like, damn, I was wrong. This is the end of the world. This is the end. And they'll give up once they see all those horrors. But if you know you have to go through all these bad things to get there, then you will fight to the end. But if you go into this battle thinking it's going to be a quick battle, you're going to give up before it even comes to you.
Well, I think it's a battle of the mind. It's at the moment, the best thing you can do is really, you've got to understand it's each on his own now. There's no gang. I mean, if you can find people around you that you can speak to and start sort of, you know, right, if things go down, sort of make a little plan, right? Maybe get some weapons where you've got whatever weapons that's not going to get you put in prison right now. Start storing them up, right? Make sure you've got a plan of getaway. Make sure you've got a good car or something. You know, if you're out in the country, make sure it's like something with a bit of power that can go off-road, things like that. It's...
But I just don't want people to believe that they're going to go through this and it's going to be a happy ever ending and their life is going to get better, because everybody dies and you don't, not, sorry, not everybody dies, but anybody could die and it could be you. So don't go in thinking that you're going to be like Superman and the sun is going to shine and you're going to live happily ever after with your family. People will die and you have to come to terms that it could be you.
Yeah. Your best bet is to try and get your headset into, use one of their fucking movies, isn't it? And just try and get your head mind that, you know, you might have to be prepared. If you got your mind prepared, if you haven't, then you, and it does happen.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You have to be positive, but you have to be prepared. You can't just go in thinking this is like a little fairy tale.
It might, and again, you can say it's repeat of history, right? It doesn't always have to be either. Yeah. Maybe it will be, but it doesn't always have to be. So don't ever think there's, you know, it's everything's fucking for shores. Like I said, the magician will never reveal his final trick to anyone until the end. So nobody knows what really is going to happen. But the more people start to expose what's going on around them right now, obviously the more people you will save. That's but
let
sure.
me you always go back to the magician. Let me ask you this question. The magicians that we know of, right? The
yeah.
famous ones, not so famous ones. Do they reveal their tricks or do people catch on to the tricks?
I think the whole point is it's going to be the wow at the end. It doesn't matter whether they're, you know, whether they their tricks are revealed, but you have to see the trick before you will ever be able to reveal it.
But let me ask you a question. I'm asking you, if we're going to compare it to a real magician, how do people know? Because people know it's a trick. Now, how do they come to that? Did the magician reveal the trick or did people catch on to it?
Well, it can be both, can't it? Some magicians do reveal their tricks.
Well, that's what's happening. Some people are realizing, and some people, and sometimes they're revealing it to you.
No, but this isn't a trick. This isn't the wow. The wow is coming, right? When it comes, you know. But it's not. You know, it's not. We haven't seen. Nobody knows what the final trick is yet. Don't think you know what the final trick is. God, that's the worst thing you think. See, that's where you got hope. See, so that's why you don't have to. You know, be prepared. Get your mind prepared. Yeah, become that person on the telly that's fucking, you know, ready to go and fucking, hopefully drag up all their family into fucking something and fucking be able to go into the outback and just get you sort of in that. You know, think about something like that. But hopefully, it won't come that deep. But it could, right? So you're always prepared for the worst. But it doesn't mean don't fear, right? Just keep. You know, if you go to the spiritual side, definitely try to get to the spiritual side because you will understand that there is a creator. And if you can see the world for the amphitheater it is, you will see that you are just an actor and everybody is, especially those on the TV that you call poly tricksters, right? They're the biggest actors out there, right? But you'll also start to see that people who are orchestrating everything that's going on around us today are merely directors of the show.
I think it's just a very dangerous thing because even them revealing to you that everything or most things are fake could also be getting you into a false sense of comfort. So I just my thing is be positive, but be realistic also. Know that hard times could come because if you don't go mentally prepared for the worst, you're gonna fail before you even reach the finish line.
Yeah. I suggest people do sun gazing. You know, it certainly showed me some things, but and also, you know, just try and think, listen to music, play music if you can. Just try and, you know, do whatever it is that just relaxes you. Breathe through your nose, deep breaths out through your mouth, keep your fucking energy going, right?
If you stay positive, your positive energy will go to other people. To me, this is what I think is the most important thing. The outcome, whether we win or not, it's always going to go to how many people are truly aware.
And yeah, I would suggest people get away from fucking religion, get spiritual. I promise you, I'm 99.9% sure that it's grandma, not father, or mother, not father, but... it'll teach you, you know, all the books are written by the same people who are writing the script. It's in, to ensure they're shepherds. It's the way they shepherd the people, right? They make sure X amount of people believe this, so they're going to do this. X amount of people believe that, so they're going to do that. And then they can use it against you. You know, you'll start arguing with each other. And we see that more and more today than ever, right? People arguing about who's God's got the biggest dick. And I'm going, well, mine's definitely got the smallest because, you know, my God has no dick. It's female because it's fucking, we were born.
Well, what I'm trying to get at, if a lot of people, if like, I want to say 70% of the population sees like what they're doing, then we can have a win that most people won't die because they're not going to fight 70% of the population. But if it becomes very little, they will divide and conquer, and they will pick you down one by one, just like a sniper does. So it's all going to depend on us, all right? And that's, it's always been like that. The majority, it's important. Like, there's a reason why there's numbers. There's power in numbers. If people are not in numbers, they could do whatever they want. If a lot of people wake up, they're screwed. And that's all it's going to come down to.
What I think you're going to see is you're going to see some war games, basically, right? You're definitely going to see some war games, and it's going to be against the people of the streets that the troops are on. And they're going to be on their own streets. Well, maybe in a different uniform, maybe from a different country, but they'll make you believe that they're your own troops, right? And you say you're going to see a bit of war games probably before you're... I think they're already seeing it to some extent. But you're definitely going to see some war games, and hopefully it won't come to your streets. It's going to go to a lot of streets, maybe all around the world. And once you start to see the war games start, you know that soon there's only a certain amount of time before that starts, before the people start to fucking get together in their neighborhoods and start to fight back, right?
There's the thing, like, they infiltrate everything, or they make a group. But we got to remember, even in Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these things, whether they're CIA operatives or just intelligence operatives that are running it, there's still real people like you and me that get involved in it. Not everybody is a plant.
Yeah, we're just playing off. We're great because they don't need to pay us, right? We're the cheap ones, really. We're the fucking stupid ones, in theory, to a point. But we wouldn't sell our souls and do it the other way around. You see more and more people coming out now that are controlled, but they're saying all the same things as you. You might call them gatekeepers to an extent, right? But they're just trying
it's to... It's controlled opposition.
They
know how we're going to react, and then they plant somebody in there to represent.
They control all sides. Yeah, they control all sides. So they're trying to control. Well, they can start to control the whole direction of the awakening. You can see that more than ever through things like what's going on in the UK right now with a group called what they call something X, and it's got a Piers Corbyn running it, which is an ex-Labour. Labour MP himself, but his brother, what's his name, Corbyn, is, you know, was running for Prime Minister against what's it called in the last election. So he's head of the Labour Party, and of course, when you know all about the red, the blue, and how politics is, in academy, and now obviously he's controlling this whole. There's a big meeting on the 29th of this month in London. And it's all controlled by him, you know, this thing. They're raising money for legal cases, and you're going, legal? Shouldn't it be lawful? So straight away, you know, they're raising all these thousands of pounds. We're going to take the governments to court. We're going to take this to court. Anyone gets a fine, we're going to pay it, you know, all that sort of thing. But, and people are buying into it, of course, because they always do. They can't help themselves. Everyone needs a leader. That's pretty much. That's a shame about the world. Nobody can get, look, wait a minute, you are the leader. You're the leader of yourself. You've got a whole life to lead. And stop thinking that somebody else has to do everything for you, right? You've got to start thinking, what can I do? How can I contribute to being the soldier, you know, of motherfuckers? Because, you know, that's what every single one who's doing something is, aren't they?
So, Show Destroyer, I'm going to have 15 more minutes on the show because I try not to make them too long because most people will not listen to a two-hour show. So I think we pretty much touched the two topics that I want to talk about. So in the last 15 minutes, you know, take a minute or two to think about what you really, really want to get across to people. And also, if you don't mind, if you have an update on G and his protest, and also tell people that, you know, maybe hopefully they'll be listening. I don't know if they'll listen today or a week from now or 2 weeks from now. But whenever they're listening, if they're around that area, maybe they could join G in the protest and stuff like that. So, but first of all, just think about something you really want to talk about. And also, if you don't mind giving an update on how it's going on over there.
I think really and truly, I'd like to talk about just maybe figuring out jurisdiction, right? It's about more how you're going to end this, right? The quickest way and the parts you can play, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I think it's very important just to have some very basic information and not to complicate it, right? If you go in there and start complicating your words, especially when it comes to things like law, yeah, you're going to end up putting yourself in deeper, right, and maybe getting yourself into trouble. So you want to be phoning your local police stations right now. You want to be demanding, right, not asking. You say, look, I am a living man or woman, and I am demanding you tell me what jurisdiction you think you have to come on my streets wearing masks or whatever it is they're putting into place right now, you know, whatever rules, regulations, and demand it, right? And say you want it in writing as well. Record the call, yeah? And see if you can get an answer. If you see one of my videos, you can see I've done that, right? Just put jurisdiction police and it should come up if anyone wants to see it. But you've got to start asking these questions, right? And you've got to do it to your local police, your local corporations. If you're walking in a shop, yeah, as a customer, and someone's saying to you, well, oh, you've got to wear a mask. No, you haven't. They can't force you to put a mask on. Dare they? Right? So you're putting pressure on them, phoning them. Hey, I'm a customer. I expect to be treated like a king when I walk. Some brat on your door with a stupid thing on his face telling me I've got to wear a mask. Suffocate myself whilst I'm shopping in your store. Is that what you're telling me? Tell me your policies, right? And they went, again, they can't go. A corporation does never, ever sit above a living man. The reason you believe they do is because they've got you as persons. And as long as you assume you're a person, they will, right? So you've got to get out of that mentality. Person, go and look at Black Law's Dictionary, and then you'll see purely a language. So everything that's legalese is not law. It's completely unlawful, against man, not engaged in commerce, right? So I'd keep it basic. Just ask that simple question, yeah? If a policeman comes towards you for any reason, demand, are you here as a peace constable? Are you here as a corporate officer, or are you here just as a man? Because I know I need to know what jurisdiction you think you're going to have over me if you're in either the first two, right? And that puts them on the spot and demand and let them know you're a living man. And that's it. And stay to shut the fuck up then. Let them do whatever they want to. Don't resist and do not speak. Just stick to your story. I'm a man. What jurisdiction do you have over me? Go down station. I'm a man. Do you have over? Show me your jurisdiction. Demand it. They won't like that. They can't answer it because there is none. Right? And if more people start to do that, more, you know, this is the fight. This is where they stick to their own rules. They know they can't, you know, if they need your consent. And if you're not that showing, fuck, I'm not consenting. I'm not a person. I'm not a cattle. Who do you think you are? I've got full jurisdiction over my land. Did I do a criminal act? That's the beauty of being free people. And if you're not using that freedom right now, then fuck, you don't want to be free, right? People, not enough people, I think, are doing that. I fucking keep yelling it, but you can only, these YouTube channels, everyone can only do so much here. I'm doing it because I'm in control of myself. I want my community to not suffer, right? I'm not going to allow them to fucking stop me from walking out my door, right? So I'm doing that, right? But everybody's got to do it, because if they get 10 people in my town doing it, and then fucking 20, and then 30, and then 10 people in my town see my video, right? And they go, fuck, yeah, I'm going to phone. Oh, right. And then all of a sudden us 10 get together, right? And then we start going around leafleting, telling people, showing them the video in our town, and asking them to phone and demand, right? Boom, before you know it, all of a sudden you've got a woke town, right? So you got to think, right? And you got to be prepared to do something, but always record. If any time the police come towards you, don't start chatting to them, for fuck's sake. They might come towards you and you'll just think, oh, it's a friendly constable. No, he's never coming towards you because he's a friendly constable. Never, ever believe that, because that's just stupidity. As for, you know, going to rallies and all of that sort of stuff, I wouldn't recommend ever doing that. Yeah, So I can't recommend G or anyone else that does it. It's pointless. It's not going to get anywhere. The only best thing you can do is if you go and do something on the streets, hand out leaflets. I'm sure G does that as they're passing by, so that's blinding. But just for any sort of protest, it's a person test. You know, they're getting all the fucking, there's a lot of fucking information they gather from protests, right? And guess what? You're paying to get there. Thousands of people using their trains, their buses, their taxis, their petrol. Then all their police come out, which is a corporation. They charge taxpayers, say, £100 an hour for each one. And, of course, they pay them like 30. So they're making lovely, great money. Oh, we can put, yeah, that's why they set them up. It's business. Everything's business. You got to stop, you know, and just don't trust anyone either. Why are you going into groups and all that? Like, don't, that's the thing. If there's a big group and it gets big enough, you know it's controlled. So stay away from them, yeah, because they're going to get infiltrated before. You've all got to start to be, you know, get rid of teddy bears. Stop sucking up to one person and thinking, saying things like, yeah, you to be president. Yeah, I want you to be my mayor. I want you. What the fuck? What? You still want to be controlled? Fucking hell. I mean, you got to want freedom, right? You got to want freedom. And that's the problem we're seeing today is people don't want freedom. They're not willing to do anything to stand up for it. And that's very worrying when we're so close to losing all of it. And do they deserve it? What was that bloke said? Maybe that's the case. This is why we're seeing they're pointing out who doesn't deserve their freedom because they're all putting masks on. Yeah, because I guarantee you anyone wearing a mask today doesn't deserve freedom. You know, if someone's not putting that mask over your face, you've got no excuse for wearing it, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it means you're not putting up a big enough fight. And I think, I don't know, is that 15? Am I done? Or... I tend to rabbit. I don't know what I said about, you know, half a minute ago. So,
there's still, well, I agree with you. And freedom, there still has to be some type of order. You can't just have everybody doing whatever they want.
Yeah, but there's order. There's the law of the land, right? As long you do what you want, as long as you're not hurting anyone, you're not causing people's distress.
Yeah, but for example, let's say you can't hurt nobody, you can't steal. Let's say somebody breaks that, right? Who's going to be the one to get the person? Who's going to be the one to judge the person? There has to be somebody.
Yeah, of course, you're going to have, you know, where you go to a town hall all together at a week, you all get on and you enjoy it and you have a nice little bit of food, you're having a laugh. It's not all about just sitting there bored shitless. You're actually having real conversations going on in your area, because it's not set up where it's just chairs and one fucking talker. You have someone who just introduces, like me now, right? I could say, right, hello everyone, yeah, please, let's have any problems first, hands up, yeah, and everyone puts, oh, I've got this problem, right? And you talk about stuff. If there's any crimes, yeah, we've got people. You bring your children up, right? Part of their lesson is for self-defense, so everybody in the area becomes a policewoman. And of course, if everybody can defend themselves and know when you get, if grandma gets robbed from somebody outside your town, who's going to be there quicker, the neighbours or the police, right? That's why you don't need police. Fucking hell. It's the most ridiculous thing. But you need, you have a courthouse, you know, you appoint each other, whoever, and you, who'll sit the jury for this? Yeah. You know, make sure the 12 people aren't involved directly with the person maybe that's been harmed, but that might be harder to find, but who cares? As long as you get the person, right? But again, person, yeah. As long as you get the man or woman. But yeah, it's you know, all those things are simple. It's law. That's what law is. But that's freedom. As long, we're not expecting you to just be free to fucking go and kill people and do nasty shit. But that's easily dealt with. But you don't want it dealt with by a criminal organisation. You know, it's almost like people go, oh, no, it's better just to keep the criminal organisation running it than not have it. It's like, what the fuck? You don't, you know, law's always there. That is the rule. That's the second in command. We always, as long as we don't break it, we're fucking the king of the land. As long as we break it, we're king of the land. Once we break it, we have the jurisdiction of law. And we all understand that. We all fucking understand that. We got no problem with that because we know it benefits every one of us.
And I also agree with what you said about protest. It is a beautiful thing, you know, people to come in numbers, but more than likely there will be people infiltrated, and then those people will start breaking things or doing certain things to make your protest look bad. Yeah. So I do agree the best way would be passing out information and let the individuals decide what they're going to do.
Yeah, no, that's nice to meet like-minded to that. And it's kind of like you feel like, but too many people want to use that as their kind of day out party. Oh, yeah, it's a day out. Can have a few drinks. I can go down there with my flag. Come on, you know, think about it, right? Think about it, you know, and it's so, they're so infiltrated. Even if you did meet a group, you know, or three people, you can't trust anyone. Someone's, you know, anyone you're talking to, they're just fucking taking information from you, right?
Well, like that, it is true, but really, what information don't they have? I'm sure they know we're talking right now. I'm sure they know what your channel's about. I'm sure they know what my podcast is about.
You know, you know, when you got young women and shit like that out there, they can be abused in that sort of shit, you know. And it's just best not to risk it. And protests don't do shit. We know that, right? It's proven and proven and proven and proven and proven. Yeah? You don't need to keep proving it. What's the thing of insanity, right? To keep doing the same thing and expect, yeah. It just wears me out when I just watch this and people, and then I've got people who are awake pushing it, going, yeah, because again they think it's, you know, if it's on, and if it gets on mainstream media, you know they're controlling it without a shadow of a doubt. So even if you're thinking, yeah, because the more that turn up, the more chance it's got to get on mainstream media. It's like, no, they're only going to put on what they want to fucking put on. You know, why haven't you worked that out yet? So if it's on there, it's because they've set it up. And I know this one, the 29th, will be on mainstream media because they set it up. And they're going to infiltrate, doesn't matter, Antifa. You know, you can see how this thing's going to bubble, right? But people don't want to hear it. They're just so like fucking, you know, want to go to the party to meet all the people because it's not really, you know, it's like, think about it.
I understand, but I definitely think we should all be passing out flyers with
exactly
websites where it talks about the dangers of the vaccines, about, you know, what,
huh? Yeah, deliver them. Go to your door to door. Save your money on a train and food in London or fucking New York City or wherever they're doing one, right? Save your money. Do it local because when it comes to the crunch, I mean, at the end of the day, all those people leave, they go home, and then what are they? They're exactly the same as today, right? Nothing changes. And then they go, oh, look, there's the protest I was at on the telly. Yeah, that's fucking, what's the point in that? Go and deliver locally. At least if you're delivering to houses around your local area, if the shit does hit the fan, you've given them a warning. They've all, fuck, yes, we all got, oh, you remember, you get that piece of paper through your door the other day? Yeah. Fucking hell, that's what, why, who wrote that?
Yeah, that's what it is. If we're in a herd, like in a protest, then we'll be easily targeted. But if we just pass out information to individuals, even though we might be separated, we're not in the same spot, when it comes to them to make the decision, there'll be more people saying no because they're informed.
When you look at 5G, right, whatever you believe about 5G, if it is a militarized weapon, which I think it was designed to be, certainly, right, and you're what are you doing when you're putting thousands of people into a full of 5G? You're putting them into, you're herding them. The sheepdogs are herding them, right? And why are they doing that? Are they going to, like, electrocute them, you know, whatever, in that area? Fucking boom. You know, so you got to be careful. You keep your wits about you. I'm not saying that's going to happen or anything, but certainly I'm not stupid enough to risk it.
That's one of the things that really scares me, because I feel like I don't even know. Because sometimes at first I saw them putting stuff on the light poles, stuff that new equipment, and they were coming out with the, you know, with the AT&T and all these other companies that provide internet. And then now they're doing it, but their vehicles don't have any logo on it. But either way, whether they're telling you who they're working for or they're coming with unmarked vehicles, everybody's just driving by. They're not paying attention. They don't care. So what are you going to do about it?
You can imagine it, can't you? Like, imagine, right? Imagine this news headline, right? All the anti-vaxxers, say they have an anti-vaxxing march, right, where there's millions turn up, and then all of a sudden new COVID, oh my God, massive anti-vaccine march causes mass outbreak of the CV that's so deadly, they all die. Luckily, we've just got the vaccine, so you just take out all the anti-vaxxers in one hit, and all the fucking ones who weren't anti would be rushing for it, right?
I understand that. I understand that. But you know what? Everybody could do what they want, but if I do see an anti-vax movement, I'm going to go. I don't care if they 5G my ass, if they spray my ass. I don't care. I'm going to go and I'm going to listen to what they're saying and trying to see if they're really saying the truth. And if I feel like the anti-vax movement is talking lies and it's a way to discredit, I will try to wake up people that are in that protest. Whatever happens to me, I don't care. But I know personally, whenever I see one around my area, I'm going to go. No matter what the dangers are, no matter if they're trying to play me. But I'm not just going to sit back and stay in my house waiting to see it.
Keep people local, you know what I mean? Don't go to big ones. Try and communicate with people local.
Because I feel like part of the tactic is also for you to believe that everything's staged, too. Like, everything. I know a lot of the things are staged, but I refuse to believe everything is. So I feel like they're trying to, for the people that are awake, they want you to feel like, you see, this is just another stage thing. So like that, you don't participate. And it never really grows. But
I think it's worth it.
Huh?
You've got the Saints got me a mic or something.
Yeah, you're breaking up too for me. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
This screen. So maybe I think we've done that. My from the big
Well, you know, this what I say, you know. The way I do my show is I bring a guest, I let them talk, I give my